Travel Show. I'm Cindy Paulus here with my co-host Kathy Takushi. Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Hi, Cindy. How are you?
It's good to see you today.
You too.
You came with beautiful essential oils from Egypt, and they're, if people could, we should take a picture, and so when I post the show, people can see.
Oh, yeah.
I post a lot of these shows. You can go to thetravelangel.com and see some, but I also post them other places. These are in lovely little containers.
These are pretty. Like the traditional perfume bottles. And then they started making these new ones. And Gary Smith bought a ton of these before I got there. And then I was trying to find them the whole time. And I found one. And so I'm happy. I forgot that I found it. I was sad. And then I was opening all my stuff yesterday, and I'm like, oh, I got one.
So what oils did you bring back?
This one, that's either sandalwood or rose.
Uh-huh.
And then...
this is a big jar. Now, this for oils. This oils, by the way, folks, are extremely expensive. Egyptian oils even more so. If you go to any place to buy oils, you could easily spend $20 for a little jar.
I smell that.
Oh, this is so... Oh, this is... I want
this. Is that
this.
Rose?
This is rose. Would you sell this? No.
I will share it with you.
Would you buy... Yeah. I couldn't buy it. It is... Oh, you got to smell it.
Yeah.
Oh, it is... It's. Oh, this is the best rose I've ever smelled. It's better than the French rose oils I've smelled.
Yeah, because they're kind of strong.
This is beautiful, isn't it? And this is like 100% better than you'd buy in little stores. This is... That's the real thing. Oh, my. I love that. Ooh, so nice gifts, huh?
Yeah.
And you didn't break one bottle.
No.
That would have been a mess.
Yeah.
If you broke those, can you imagine your clothes and everything? I know. And everything would have smelled like...
You just wear a little bit, and it's
strong.
That's musk.
Wow. Well, we have special guests here we'll be talking to. We have Steve and Doreen Horton.
Holton.
Oh, I can't even remember writing. Holton.
That's okay. Thank you.
It's good to see you both. Nice to have you in studio. They're cruisers.
Yes, we are.
Definitely.
And you love Oceania cruises.
Yes, they're value, and you can't beat airfare is included. You know, it's just wonderful, and the food is excellent. It's just an experience to really enjoy.
Well, Steve was a chef, a pastry chef, and we were just hearing on the Fromer's show that Oceania got voted best food, and you both agreed that from a pastry chef's point of view, you liked it, right? You loved the food.
Excellent.
Yeah,
I mean their bread, their presentation. I mean, I had brioche that was I make brioche, but I've had brioche that was like French. The butter is French, the flour is French flour.
Wow.
You know, everything is exceptional. It's the detail.
The detail in making good pastry.
Yes.
And getting up early.
Well, I think they get up at 3.
Yeah, I think so. Well, we're going to be talking to you in a moment. There is some interesting news. Last week we spent a bit of time talking about a couple of things. One was insurance, and one was the situation with seat size on planes. And again, Zika virus in the news, and we'll cover that briefly here. But as we were saying just before the show started, there was a story in the paper last week. Senate won't stop airlines from making seats smaller. The Senate refused Thursday to come to the aid of airline passengers squeezed by the ever-shrinking size of their seats. And you know why? Because they don't want to go up against the airline industry. So, I mean, we're not talking making the seats bigger. We're just saying... don't make them smaller anymore. I mean, I don't even know how you could. I mean, they've made the bathroom smaller. They've made the seats as small as you can in width, I would think, and the size between the front seat and the back seat. But that got shot down, and it's a shame. And we were just saying stories that I heard last week, and you heard one too, or you saw one. There was a story of a 353-pound man flying on United who had an airline change. Now, this is a new sneaky thing that the airlines are doing, and I don't think it's by mistake. I think it's because the airlines are now trying to fill every single seat, so if they think they can get more people, or if they haven't filled the thing, they can just change the aircraft. Now, many of us who like to fly pick our seats. You know, I always love an aisle. I go crazy if I can't get an aisle. And, of course, I do Economy Plus. And so, you know, we pick our favorite seats. But if the airlines now, at least United, changes your aircraft, and I think maybe Hawaiian, if they change your aircraft, all of a sudden, the seats you picked, they don't hold for you any longer, and you could land up sitting in the middle, God forbid, the middle seat, the middle seat. Oh, no, not that. I don't think I, even with my travel angel and meditation and hypnosis and herbal teas and herbal oils to relax me, I think I'd still freak out. But this happened. This poor man lost his seat that he'd picked, which was an aisle seat. Of course, if you're heavy, you have a little more room, you know, if you have an aisle seat. And then he was all of a sudden in a middle seat. And people complained because he was overflowing, you know. And he said, well, listen, I was on my aisle. Can I get the seat I had back? And they said no. And then it got into, I don't think it was much of a yelling, but they raised their voice and they kicked him off the plane. And then they were going to charge him. After kicking him off the plane, they were going to charge him to rebook another flight and then make him buy two seats. I was like, give me a break, folks. This is crazy. And you said you were, why don't you get close to the mic there, Steve? You said you saw a situation on Hawaiian Airlines that was also a situation where someone had booked a certain seat and then they switched aircraft.
And the problem was he had raised his voice, and that changed the whole situation.
Well, he was traveling with his wife and a child, right?
Yes.
And they were all together.
Yes.
And they originally had seats together on the flight, and then the airline had changed, and so they had lost those seats, and they were split up. And so he requested, and then he asked a person who had his seat to change, and the gentleman said he wouldn't, and so he asked the stewardess to please change, but his voice went up, and at that point, they took him off the plane.
They took him off the plane. Now, come on, really, folks. I mean, we all have learned, if there's any time you have to learn to be patient and not to raise your voice.
Yes.
You definitely don't bite Marines because you get really put in jail. But, I mean, they can kick you off planes for raising your voice. Now, the situation is, I really think they have an obligation to let people know if they've changed the aircraft and you don't have your seats. We are going on this trip in a few weeks, Athens to Venice. And we had picked our seats very carefully. Well, John just happened to check, and indeed, they switched aircraft. And all of a sudden, we would have been in the middle seat. There was no notification. He just happened to go in and look. And so it took a phone call, and oh no, that's almost as bad as getting a middle seat, trying to have to call and explain that, wait a second, that's not the seat I requested, and I had it reserved. And it takes, what, about at least a half an hour, if you're lucky, right? So was able to get it back, but most people don't go in and recheck to see if you have your seat. Still, once you book a seat, you assume that the seat you've got is your seat, you know?
Yeah, that happened to me a few years ago. We were on our way to Europe going on an Oceania cruise, United Airlines, and we had checked in. I checked in at the ticket counter in Maui, got the boarding pass, then we were in Honolulu boarding the plane. I'm fine. Then my husband's boarding pass beeped, and they said, "Oh, your seat's been changed." And oh boy!
Oh no!
Yeah, and that's a long flight. And
it's a long journey.
Yeah. Anyway,
and the thing is, you know, the way seats are now, people don't want to switch. I mean, you may find someone nice, but if you're in a seat that has an aisle, it's very unlikely someone's going to give up their aisle seat for you if all of a sudden they get an aisle seat or a seat they like. You know, were you able to get someone to switch?
Nope.
Yeah.
And we were in Economy Plus, and they just said, so my husband raised his voice a little.
Uh-oh.
And then they just told him, you can go sit in the back
What? He wasn't even going to even get Economy Plus?
He didn't get Economy Plus.
I know it. I don't think they can do that.
I don't know what happened, but oh boy, he was pouty the whole way.
Oh, well, my gosh, no, that's wrong.
Yeah,
you can't even get what you
want.
I mean, we work hard for our Economy Plus thing, you know, and you work for the extra miles and you get your cards and your
paid
credit cards.
And
then, and then all of a sudden you just lose it. That's, I don't know, but you know what? Until, and like I was talking to the senator last week about this, until the FAA, and I swear I know that if they could make the airlines do an evacuation. You're supposed to legally be able to evacuate a plane in 90 seconds. The way they have the planes now, with all the people, you all agree? You could not evacuate these planes in 90 seconds the way they have you squeezed in now. No. You know, between people wanting to get in and out, some people would try to get over other people. You know, it would be terrible. It would be a nightmare. You couldn't. These big planes, there's no way. And when they do, John's coming back on a flight from Chicago to Maui, 10 across, the new 10 across one. There's no way you're going to get a 10 across plane with everyone out.
10 across?
They started the new planes to United. They made a new flight.
4, 3, and 3.
Well, it's 10 across.
Right.
Total.
Yeah. So,
try evacuating. Now, I think if they could bring that point up, that there might be a chance to say, this is unsafe. Now, then the FAA would have to say, this is unsafe at the present things, and then who knows what they do. But I think that's the only way they'd ever, because there's the lobbyists for the airlines are too strong, and they're never going to get it past Senate, you know. And so that's the state of that. Now, a couple other things going on. I read this because we were talking about Cuba a couple weeks ago with your clients, Bill and Laura. Is that her name?
Right, yeah.
It says, isn't from Condé Nast. Bad news. American visits to Cuba rose 77% last year. Do you believe that? 77% last year? 161,000 people, according to Reuters. The onslaught of tourists means finding a great hotel room when they're so limited to begin with will only get harder. Well, more and more people will do Airbnb. But that means if it was up 77% last year, you know, this year more and more people with all the attention are going to be going. So I guess now's the time to go. And the other thing in the news is they proved that, you know how bad it is trying to get Wi-Fi on planes? They did studies that said Wi-Fi on planes, it was over 50% of the time it was not working. So they found a new company, I think it's called Gogo, and they're outfitting all these planes, including United, Delta I think as well, are putting in new Wi-Fi systems. And it's supposed to be better for getting Wi-Fi. I think United's supposed to have it in within a month or so. But, I mean, how many times, you know, it doesn't work over the ocean anyway. So, but I think this new one is supposed to work over the ocean, which would be nice to be able to get Wi-Fi.
It's kind of nice that you don't have to, then you're disconnected.
Yes.
In a way, I like that, you know.
For a little while.
In a way, I like it. I mean, because truthfully, when you are connected, there's all kinds of options of things that could be pretty distracting. I do agree with you there.
Yeah.
So, and the last story was, actually, we were going to talk about a great deal that I happened to see, and I think you saw at the same time, because it's probably the same email sent by Viking Cruises out. And I brought it to your attention last week, and you looked up this Viking Cruise. I mean, every now and then, Viking Cruises come across with deals, you know, a few months before they... I think it was around this time last year we saw some pretty good deals being offered by Viking Cruises. I've never taken a river cruise, but this new deal has me pretty tempted. Tell us about what it is.
So they have a few cruises, cruise specials for June and July. There's the Romantic Danube that goes from Budapest to Nuremberg, or there's a 10-night, that's 8 days. Or excuse me, 7 nights. And then there's a 9-night Nuremberg to Budapest or a 10-day Berlin to Prague.
Now, what's the best one, do you think?
I've done the Rhine and I've done Southern France.
Southern France looks interesting. Is that goes along the Seine?
It goes on the Rhone.
Oh, on the Rhone, okay.
Yeah, and then it goes from Provence to... Chalon-Saint-Sour.
So is that food and wine kind of, the food and wine tour?
Mm-hmm.
7 days?
7 days.
Is that on this one choice?
It's not on this
one.
But they have a cruise best available at time of booking for June and July. For example, the Romantic Danube is $24.99 per person, which is either a French balcony or a standard window cabin.
You want the French balcony,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. And
what's included for $24.99?
It's all your meals, mm-hmm. All your shore excursions, beer and wine at lunch and dinner, and they do have optional shore excursions that you can purchase for an additional cost. And they have, if you live on the East Coast, they have free air from the East Coast, but if you're on in Maui, the airfare add-on is only $800.
So that's an amazing deal.
It
that's
is
7 days though.
Mm-hmm.
7 days. So tips you have to pay.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but you don't have to pay
shore excursions,
which really can add up easily to about $1,500 if you do a regular ocean cruise. That's
yeah.
I mean, it's hard to beat a 12. If you're really cheap, 13 maybe, but 15 typically, right? You're nodding your head, Steve. Is that about what?
Yes.
Yeah. The shore excursions, you know, there's always like, oh no, I really want this one, but it's $300. No, it's $200. $289. Okay, I'll get it. You know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But so that's a pretty good deal. With the $800 add-on.
You can't go to Europe from here for $800.
There's no way.
You can barely go to the East Coast for that.
And that's per person, of course.
Per person. Mm-hmm.
But that's a very good deal, because if you were going to try to do a trip to Europe right now, if you looked at the cost of hotels and food, it would be more than that.
It would be.
For 7 days.
Mm-hmm. And you can do an air deviation, so you could stay longer in Europe, stay longer, go earlier. They do charge a deviation fee of $100 per person.
Meaning if you want to stay longer.
Mm-hmm. And if there's a fare difference, you'd have to pay that. But we can work that out and try to figure it out.
What's the one? Prague is beautiful. You haven't been to Prague.
You have to go to
Prague. Prague mm-hmm. is wonderful. When's that one?
They have dates in June and July. I don't know. I didn't print out the dates, but they have various dates there.
So people can call you at 244-1414.
Mm-hmm.
It's CaptivatingJourneys.com, but it's best to call you. Also, because people listen to this around the world, what's your toll-free number?
800-344-9086.
Can you repeat it?
1-800-344-9086. It works from Canada. I think that's about it.
Because these are really, I mean, I have to say these are very tempting. But I have learned one thing about some of these cruises. You get when the deals come up, you have to get on them.
Because the ships are so small. They're, you know, they only hold about 150 to 175, so they sell out.
I'd be tempted to go on either the one from Prague again, Berlin to Prague, or Bavaria to... I haven't been to Budapest, it's kind of called. Have you been to Budapest?
No.
I'd be kind of tempted to go Bavaria to Budapest. And that's Nuremberg to Budapest. The other one is Romantic Danube, which is, that's Austria and mm-hmm. all those, the towns along there, and lands up in Nuremberg. And that's cheaper. That's $2,499. So that's...
Because it's shorter, too. It's
oh,
seven
it is.
Nights. Yeah,
the no, other that's 8 days.
Yeah, 8 days, 7 days.
And the
nights.
Others are 10 days. Yeah. Oh, I thought they were 7 days. The others are 10 days for $2,999. Well, you know what? I've really got to look at this. I mean, the July one might... Now, you've got to realize it's hot in July in Europe.
And crowded.
And crowded, exactly. Mm-hmm. But are you going to see as many crowds when you're on a river cruise? You're not hitting exactly the same places necessarily as a ocean cruise, right? You haven't done river cruises,
never.
No. No. Did you see a lot of people? Did you do a summertime one?
We did. We did a Christmas market one.
Oh yeah, but that's not a crowded time.
No.
Yeah.
And then we did one in the southern France. We did was like in May, but it
that's
was never
time.
Crowded.
Yeah.
Because you dock in the small towns, and if you don't want to go on the shore excursion with them, you can just
wander around.
My in-laws just like hanging on the boat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So
very relaxing.
Well, I'm tempted. I'm tempted to look at this. Actually, mm-hmm. that's a pretty amazing deal.
It is
pretty amazing deal.
Yeah.
Okay, so 244-1414 or
800-344-9086.
344-9086. I don't have that one memorized yet. I don't know if they're listening. But we want to give a shout out to the Lanes. Don Lane called. Was listening to the show and called. Kathy,
Ed and Diane Lane.
Is it Ed and Diane?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Ed and Diane. They're artists. He's an artist, I believe,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And he's going to be going on the Paul Gauguin cruise.
He is. They called a couple weeks ago and said they heard us talking about it on the radio, and they gave us a call. So.
And it's an amazing deal. Have you done that yet, Steve?
Not yet.
Oh, no, you got it.
I've been thinking about it.
That one is amazing. Now, how did you and Kathy first meet, or how did you hear about Kathy?
And Tina.
And
well, they booked for many years. How long is it?
I would think at least what, 12 years maybe.
12 years.
Wow. Maybe more. Because Liz, we know Liz.
Right.
We have
mutual friends.
So we always
used a travel agent instead of booking our own travel.
And the reason you like travel agent is?
I have to tell you, my idea of going on vacation begins at planning, because when we were working and time was so pulled, if you talk to an agent, you tell them what they want, it's, you know, they can create almost a seamless type of travel situation for yourself. When you try to do it yourself sometimes, I mean, I have relatives who try to do their own travel, they find they want to go to New York and they're going, they've got a great fare, but they're going Denver, you know, Midwest, Chicago to get to New York. And we always, you know, time is of great value to us. And the thing is, it is amazing to me is that we have travel agents who travel a lot and therefore can turn us on to some really extremely good opportunities. We want it to go to a few places in Eastern Greece and Turkey, very specific places. Kathy and Tina let us know about a trip on Oceania. They recommended it. We landed up staying at a boutique hotel that Kathy had stayed at. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, people go, oh, Istanbul. And it was like going to family. We literally had people meet us at the airport.
Oh, wow.
We're at this hotel where they cared about where we wanted to go, when we should go, how we should go, the best times to go. And then from there, we went on an Oceania cruise that was absolutely impeccable in all detail.
Where did you go in Greece?
In Greece, we went to a very unusual place, Kavala. And we went to Saloniki or Thessalonia. And we went, of course, to Santorini, Mykonos, Crete, Rhodes. We were going to go to Lesbos, but the ship had decided not to go there. That's where we got the option for Kavala. In Saloniki, there's the tomb of Alexander the Great's father.
Oh, I think I'll be
Pella
going
there. And Vergia, yeah. Places uh-huh. that a lot of cruise lines don't even get close to, because Oceania has these amazing selections of ports. And again, you know, you get off the ship, we signed up for tours. The guides are not only just informed and intelligent, but they're enthusiastic. So it's a wonderful moment.
So how many days was that cruise?
That cruise was a 10-day cruise.
I think that's close to what I'm doing on this one. But, of course, this time, no Turkey, unfortunately. I've never been to Istanbul, but I think almost all the cruise lines there, although I think there's a couple of river cruises or someplace. One cruise I saw is still going, but a lot of the cruise lines aced out Istanbul for good reason.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like to be afraid, but there has been issues.
Yes.
And I think it even came from some of the tour directors in Istanbul warning that
the
they didn't think
lines,
that,
yeah.
that it would be safe, because it's their job's on the line if something happens as well, you know. So unfortunately, I won't be doing that, but Athens and land up in Venice and a few places in Italy, and I'm looking forward to it. And you, being the chef, you love the food, right?
Yes, I do, and I love to critique it. I'm usually in the back of the kitchen, but to be out in the front and watch the whole operation is just magical, because their expertise and the quality of the food. I can't express how wonderful it is to appreciate what you're eating and know that they put the love into what they make, and it's just that. It's wonderful.
What was your favorite specialty restaurant?
Oh, boy. That's hard to say.
It is hard.
The Grand Dining Room was exceptional.
It is, yeah.
Tuscany, the Italian.
I love that Italian restaurant. Did you like those oils? Did you love it when
yes,
they brought you the oil? And
they come out with a tray of yeah. different 12 different oils, and they ask you what you want. Doreen had a dish where the waiter brought out a pot in a copper pot, and he was stirring it, and he presented it to her on her plate. That's how fresh it is. It just... amazing.
Wow, yeah.
And the thing is that we talked about too is you're sitting in the dining room and it seems like a small thing, but when they go to bring you the basket of bread, which of course is baked golden, beautiful colors, they don't just say, oh, put it down. It's the way they present it. It's like the staff understands the work and the effort, and so they're almost honoring the way what has been done,
like,
and then presenting it to you.
It's just giving something special.
I mean, even with the way the napkin is folded, and of course, the beautiful butter. Kathy would agree. That you have to
you
have
just
it.
Eat butter, butter by butter. Itself.
I don't usually eat butter, but I have to say I do. And oh my gosh, it's really bad when you have to ask them to bring out more butter and more bread. It's like, and I don't even usually eat butter and bread, but it's like, oh, that's so good. I got, and especially if you have it with that olive oil, it's like, how can
you
not?
Oh, the olive oil is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, amazing. So red ginger is usually the most popular.
Yes.
I think red, if you ask most people.
We mm-hmm. had a chance to eat there, and we had the duck salad. It's a duck.
That's popular.
The duck and watermelon salad.
Watermelon, huh?
And it seems like the watermelon, they put a special glaze on the watermelon.
Really?
But the duck is real crispy. It's just wonderful.
Oh, that's and it's a beautiful restaurant.
Yes.
Absolutely.
It's designed architecturally. I mean, I took pictures there that were just, because it is a lovely, lovely, and it's very popular. One thing I think, you know, I found, because I just did book my, I did book my different restaurants. You need to book some of them early, because
yes.
people book their
yes.
restaurants, and you can't always get the time you want
yes.
or the day, so it's good to book them early, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, even with that, we kind of give Kathy and Tina a call, and we go, here's where we want to eat. We want a table for two, and it's remarkable. You know, they'll try their best, and we'll little flexibility in time, and we'll have these wonderful reservations all set for us when we get on the ship.
Did you do it? You actually booked the restaurants?
Tina did.
Tina
but we
did.
Do.
Oh,
nice. Yeah, for our clients.
We don't go online. We don't. We don't go online.
But
my gosh.
We do that for our clients.
Oh,
we
that's
say this
nice.
Is when.
The date is,
you know,
for the reservation.
Reservations will be open, you know, and because I have clients coming up in May that, okay, this is what they want to do, so I'll go in and try to get what they want. And
is it because, you know, usually within people know some of these regular cruisers, and
yeah,
Oceana has a lot of repeat cruisers. They know when they open up for reservations.
Yeah.
And Jacques, of course, is usually you have to share a table, I think.
Right,
Jacques,
right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But we had really. I think we were sitting with some people who had gone on, I think they were almost platinum. Mm-hmm. I mean, these people were really Oceana professional cruisers, and they were retired, you know, I don't know, they had a house on a golf course somewhere, but they loved Jacques, and it was good, you know. And then there's the Polo one, and I have to say I'm a vegetarian, but I found lovely vegetables at the Polo Grill. So,
And I think a thing to add, too, is people don't realize with Oceana, there's not additional charges for these special venue dining, which is...
And at Celebrity, you do pay extra for specialty restaurants, unless you do the Aqua class, and then you can eat at the Blue Restaurant. You get to eat at the Blue Restaurant, which is a wonderful restaurant on mm-hmm. Celebrity. In fact, so nice that a lot of people are buying the Aqua class first over. Since I last went, the Aqua class has now gone up over the concierge level. It used to be cheaper, but now Aqua class is usually selling for more. And I guess Celebrity is going to be coming into port in Lahaina soon.
April
27th.
Yeah. The solstice.
I'm thinking of going. That's the only ship I've been on. It's the solstice. Mm-hmm. And that's the one that is a really nice blue restaurant. But it's funny, you know, because I was on it years ago and before I'd taken a cruise on it. And I thought, oh, my gosh, it's so big. I'd never. But when I was on it and in the Aqua class and able to just kind of have a little territory to myself and the same table every night and met friends and had, you know, that felt much more intimate. The biggest, and I love Celebrities people and I love their entertainment, but I do find that the disembarkation and the embarkation when you have 3,000 people can be burdensome and time-consuming. And I mean, once or twice, it's like, God, you're like sardines packed waiting. I mean, literally, the whole area on the deck going out is packed and it's crowded up the stairs. And you know, it's not the same. On Oceana, you never get that feeling your sardine and
well,
waiting again.
I think the thing with Oceana, I was thinking about it, it seemed almost easier to get on the cruise ship than it was to get my, you know, boarding pass at the airlines. I mean, you know, it just because it would just flowed so smoothly.
Mm-hmm.
Everything from the luggage identification to where you're checking in and they take your photo. And then you get on the ship and you have a nice little restaurant or another, you know, dining room to go to. And in no time at all, you're in your stateroom. And on other cruise lines, you can get on a ship and wait
hours.
You
I've
know?
Had that happen,
But on Oceana, it's just, I think we were in our stateroom within, 2 hours of getting, from the time we arrived you know, at the pier in Miami to our room. So,
and
so
we had lunch also. So,
oh, that's nice. Now, you just came back from a cruise on Oceania on the Caribbean?
Yes.
Yes.
Where did you go?
Kuzma, we went to Cayman, Georgetown, Santo Tomas.
Guatemala.
Oh, so you went
Honduras
to Guatemala.
And Belize.
Now, were you worried about the Zika virus at all?
Not at all.
Yeah.
We had our shots and...
We'd gotten mosquito repellent. And we did bring, you know, clothing with long sleeves.
Uh-huh.
And the thing is, and this is... You know, we do talk with the travel nurse. You know, we're with Kaiser's. We check the travel nurse. Mm-hmm. We let them know where we're going. And when we gave her the itinerary, because they're very specific, she said, oh, what a smart cruise line. They're getting you in after the sun has risen,
mm-hmm.
and they're taking you out before the sun sets.
Mm.
And the time for the mosquitoes to swarm
mm-hmm.
is in that early morning and the evening. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, that kind of went, oh, I didn't think about that.
Oh, yeah.
I guess somebody was thinking.
Even up in EO, if I go too late and the mosquitoes up there
exactly.
in the lower EO, oh, my gosh. If it's after 5, you're in trouble, you know.
But Oceana also kept, you know, they gave us information about making sure you have the right type of mosquito repellents.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so they were very, they kept you informed, you know.
So how many days was that cruise?
That was a 10-day cruise.
Oh, it was 10 days?
10 days.
Because most Caribbean cruises aren't that long. I would think the majority are probably about 7, right?
Yes. But we've been looking at something that's more than 10 days. Nothing, 7 days is too short.
You know, I think, you know, don't you agree,
mm-hmm.
Kathy? In a way, because you're the first day doesn't really count, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Because
and
you're
the last
just,
day.
And the last day doesn't count at all. No. So, no, I mean, but people don't think that. You think, oh, I got 7 days. But, you know, you're exhausted from a long trip usually. And then there's the unpacking and the getting ready. And usually by the time you do that, it's dinner time. And so you're not really out in a port that day. So that day really doesn't count. And so and the day going out, you're out by 8, 9 usually, you know, because you got to catch a plane. So really, you're right. I mean, 7 days leaves you, 5 days. And you're just getting into it. And then it's kind of over. And you always have that kind of feeling of regret. You know that kind of feeling that just like, I wish I could stay another few days at least.
Well,
right?
I think that's why those very, you know, to add a day or two, if you're doing a shorter cruise, to add a day or two
before or after.
To kind of,
yeah.
Because I mean, I think it's really a big responsibility to really commit to a lot of good relaxation on a vacation so that you can enjoy yourself.
Well, that's the kind of, and that's hard because
mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what, I like doing shore excursions. I love seeing the city, but you really can get up easily. I mean, you have to get up at like 6 or 7, have your meal, get ready, and get out usually by 8,
yes.
maybe 8:30, or get down
yes.
in the room so they give you your assignments and get you your passes to get out and everything. And literally, you know, we all think of a cruise as very relaxing, but you really, if you're doing that, you're usually very busy, aren't you?
Yeah, we try. I mean, I think when we go to schedule what we're going to do for shore excursions, and I know it seems silly, but we'll try, like with the Caribbean or even like to Greece or Turkey, make sure we get a beach day in.
Take one day off.
You know, not so much for shopping, but because for ourselves, but a day to get to the beach and a day to kind of just relax, maybe have a leisurely lunch on the shore and then
mm-hmm.
go back to the ship.
Did you do this last trip in March?
Yes, we did.
Which one do you choose? That's a hard decision. Which one's going to be your day?
Well, do you know what we did is we had read about, I think it's Roatan, Honduras.
Uh-huh.
We had read about how beautiful the beaches were there, so that was an easy one. And then Grand Cayman, which, you know, is also rather small, and it has a beautiful 7-mile beach, so that was an easy pick. So if we started the cruise, Grand Cayman was first. We kind of did a beach day,
mm-hmm.
and then we kind of did a marching off to see the ruins and sites that we wanted to
on
see.
On your own or a shore excursion?
We do shore excursions.
Mm-hmm.
And with Oceana, if you book, I think it's 3 excursions, they bundle it and you get a 25% reduction in the overall cost. So
mm-hmm.
it's kind of a way to look at it, too, if that's...
Yeah.
what you want to do, you know.
Now, did they do the O-Life? There's some deals they're offering
mm-hmm.
now
yes.
that are really pretty amazing,
I think it was the O-Life deal,
right.
where you do the shore excursions
and
ahead of time, and then it's 25% off of, I think, the total cost of...
Yeah.
For
yeah.
the additionals, yeah. Depending
the
on the...
Category.
Yeah.
It has to be the categories, yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I mean, I applaud you for, you know, being smart enough to realize you need some downtime, you know, from everything, because it is easy to like going, oh my God, I'm exhausted, you know, and I'm on a cruise, and you think it's because not only do you have the shore excursion and doing that, but usually by the time you come back, then you're either going to grab a meal on if it's a half day, or you're going to go if it's a long day, you're going to just get ready and change and go to dinner, right?
Yes.
And then after you go to dinner, that's pretty much your day. I mean, that's the only thing. Now, this is the only thing about Oceania I did find that. I don't know why they do their entertainment so late. On this last cruise, I didn't go to one entertainment because it was all starting like at 9 or 9:30, and I'm getting up early. I get up very early in the morning, and I've got to check my email, and I do all this stuff. I really didn't make it to one single event or one entertainment thing. So I don't know. Celebrity, they usually have two shows, one early show and one late show. So, of course, it's a much bigger cruise line, so
yes,
you can do that. But I didn't. That's the only thing about Oceania is I didn't really sense that the entertainment was something that was a plus.
I agree.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I think the thing that they do well though is in kind of the intimate settings, kind of like outside Martini. Because I'm talking about
nice
the Riviera
areas. Yeah.
Beautiful piano.
That's the
nice
one we've
jazz.
Been on Riviera, yeah.
Usually there's a classical quartet that plays outside
that's
Martini's.
True. That's true. And then there's
that. And if you kind of do that, if you go, okay, well, you know, we're going to have dinner at 7:30. Let's just go and sit.
In the bar area.
Yeah,
and
so
hear some
music. Kind of more absorbing the entertainment rather than, you know.
Well, we haven't brought up one thing I like. I don't know if you do, but oh my gosh, I was kind of sometimes getting back, and it's hard to get back in time for tea. But
oh,
their tea
yes.
is
fabulous.
Yeah.
And they have music there.
Yes.
Usually classical music, right? Did you have
yes.
classical music? Did
yes.
they have tea in the Caribbean?
Yes, they did.
They did.
Though I think we caught the end of one tea and, you know. We
it's
didn't.
Hard to make it back in time to make it to tea,
it's
right?
It's true.
Yeah.
But on our days off, we went to the sanctuary. And that
oh, that's the
beautiful.
Best.
That
that's it, up on the top in the spa,
yes.
right?
Yeah. They have a chair that's made out of tile.
Yeah.
And you lay down on it and it heats up.
Well, they have that on Celebrity with Aqua Class. They have that same exact style.
Beautiful.
But I did like, because I did get that Vista Suite one time, you're allowed to go to that outside area where they have the jacuzzi that's
yes.
not that full and it's got a little private
it's got,
area.
It's the warm, it's like, it's the salt heated water. It's not really a hot tub. It's a more treatment type tub, and that's beautiful. You know, we kept.
Did you have to pay extra? Was it included?
It was. It was included on the category that we had.
What category did you have?
Concierge.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And it was. I mean, it was, as far as being on other cruises with so many people, no matter where you go.
Mm-hmm.
The number of times we went up there, I think we're maybe four people in this wonderful mm-hmm. area. And it was so quiet, and they have, what I like about Oceania is they make it intimate. The music's a little, I mean, it's,
yeah.
you know, the recorded music's a little softer,
mm-hmm.
the colors are toned down. I mean, you know, it's really very, very pleasant, very relaxing.
Well, Kathy, isn't there an amazing return rate of people who go on Oceania? I mean, I remember going to that time, I think you're invited to that special thing, the captain invites
yes.
you up if you've gone more than once. I mean, I was shocked at how many people do multiple Oceania cruises that are just convinced and that's the only way they go after, right?
It is. It's a high return. I don't know the exact number, but when we were on it, everybody that you talked to, that was their fourth, fifth, tenth time.
Exactly.
I mean, I've done it three times. We keep looking at going again, and then they're going again.
Oh,
next
you are?
Year.
Where are you going?
Same place. The
same
Caribbean.
Place? You're going to the Caribbean again? You really
next
like
year.
That much?
Next year.
Yeah.
Now, it's interesting because, okay, here's the thing. And again, I know I used to think, why go to even Tahiti? Because we're here on an island. And, I mean, some people might think, why go to the Caribbean? It's all the way across there to the other side of the United States, and you're going to the island. So what would attract you to go to the Caribbean twice?
This would be our second time there. And it's the first time we went to the Caribbean. It was just, it was nice. It was very nice.
Was it different than Hawaii? Very different than Hawaii?
Yes, I think so. The water in Hawaii is nicer. We have reefs, and there, the ocean there is warm. It's a little humid where we went, and mm-hmm. We always go to the beach when we go.
But also, yeah, I think too. I think the part that Steve forgetting about is the Mayan ruins.
Where did you go? Was that off Cancun Riviera?
We went to Kutsunicha in Belize, and then we went in Guatemala. We went to the site where they have these wonderful stelas and huge carved pyramids. And the thing is, I think what we find is when we go to a place, you know, you're seeing it, you're trying to take it in, and then you come home and you read about it more and you think, well, you know what? I think I should go again. And there were so many sites in the area that you could only go one in a day.
I know exactly what you're saying. I mean, I call them poo-poo cruises.
Yes, exactly.
You do a little poo-poo of this, you like this one, you like that one, and you kind of check and see which poo-poo is the best, and then you want to go back maybe and find ones that you like, right? Or do a different thing or spend more time or get a certain excursion. And you don't know, because these aren't places you would never just fly to these places and spend it. This is not the kind of thing you'd go and take a trip and stay in these cities.
No, not really. I mean, we've done a few trips to Europe. We've really enjoyed Greece and Turkey, and those trips are just amazing. But the problem is getting there. It takes 2 days to get there.
I know, and 2 days to get back. I know that. And if you're in Economy Plus, God bless you, and usually I am. I used to be able to hope for getting affordable upgrades, but it's really harder and harder and harder, you know. So, I mean, no, that is an issue, but I do love Europe, and that's why I'm looking forward to going to Greece. It's been probably maybe 30 years since I was in Athens last, and I did get a good rate finally at the Grand Britannia, so, and that's an historic place. So,
the Plaka. I love the Plaka.
I love the Plaka, too.
Yes. So,
the Euros.
First day, get in around 1 on a Monday, and we're just going to check in and then walk around the Plakas, I think, or go to the gardens there. And then the second day, I think you have to go up to the ruins, you know, and wander around there. And I guess they've improved it a lot since they had the Olympics, and they've made it more walkable.
Well, the thing is, too, that you should really make sure you go see is the they made a new Acropolis Museum.
Oh, really?
So it's right on the, I'm not sure which.
It's down below the Acropolis, right?
But it's a whole new museum. And people are raving about it. It's very, very impressive.
Oh, I'm glad you told me.
I haven't seen it yet.
I'm glad you told me. Yeah. Well, there's some room on this cruise left. I just checked.
Do you know how good Kathy and Tina are? When we had booked our trip, they made sure there was a little post-it note: renew your passports. Soon as we get our passports, then we could look at other things as well. But we're definitely going away in March of next year.
Yeah, no, it's this one looks interesting. And again, I didn't think I'd do it, but you know what, Kathy, the prices are good right now.
They've done
some, you know how they are with their brochures. I don't know how
much. I have a stack of brochures.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know how much money they spend on brochures. I mean, truthfully, I was like, wow, another brochure daily almost. But they do, and they've got a new ship coming out.
The Serena. Yeah.
Looks
beautiful.
Is that
in December or sometime? They have a new one with it, and it looks very interesting. It's smaller. It's smaller.
The 625 or 650 size, yeah.
Yeah, I think they're going to be doing that soon. But I've been told, and I don't know if it's true, that it's kind of better to get the Riviera or the larger ones because you don't get the choice in restaurants.
They don't have and as many.
But all this one, and one of the complaints people didn't use the smaller Oceania cruise line was because they didn't have balconies as much. But this new one, Serena, I think I read that every single room has a veranda.
Well,
I don't know.
The thing is that
small, yeah.
Yeah.
The thing
is amazing. Because the ship's smaller, the rooms have to be smaller,
and
right?
And so the regular staterooms don't. I mean, on the Riviera and the Marina, when you get a stateroom, you have a beautiful and people don't realize this, but a bathtub and a shower. But on the smaller ship.
And on the Vista Suite, my gosh.
I can imagine.
You can't imagine. It was like, the suite was like 1,800 feet.
I love it.
And not only, of course, you get a walk-in closet that's huge, but the bathroom, the marble bathroom with the jacuzzi tub and double sinks. And the view from the window is looking out on a round window that looks out to the harbor. And the deck is half of the front of the ship.
I love it.
You get right below where the captain's up above. Half of the front of the ship. And then the main room, you have your own dining table and dining area. You have a bar there. Then you have the couch and two chairs, and you have three TVs, and there's a little exercise workout room in the back. And it's huge.
And the Bulgari amenities, right?
Yeah. Yes. I brought back, I still have saved one or two of those. You know, I love the bubble bath. They're so right.
Lovely.
And the soaps and the bulk. Yeah, they give you that. That's really nice. Do they give you that in concierge?
Yes.
They do.
Yes.
Well, maybe I have
Himalayans.
To upgrade to concierge.
What?
Himalayan.
And in the tub, you have the Himalayan.
Oh, the salt.
And the Dead Sea salt.
Yes.
I mean.
I think I have to upgrade to concierge. I got to see if I can do that. I really do.
Have you been on the Riviera?
That's what I did. That
did
was
you
on
see,
the Riviera.
Did you see the Picassos, the artwork?
The artwork.
You know, I saw them, but I didn't realize those were Picassos.
There were, we counted.
Ten.
I mean, on this.
Seriously?
Ten Picassos.
There's
ten?
I wonder if there were one in my room and I didn't even know.
I mean, it's amazing to think of a cruise line where you can kind of walk through.
I didn't realize that.
And some, I mean, they're numbered lithographs and some of them are only 300 and they have like number 213 and stuff.
Seriously?
Yes.
Well, that's very observant. Did someone tell you about that?
No.
You figure that out? I'm impressed.
No, well,
you
know, it's like you're looking at it and you're going, well, it's got to be a, and you're going, no, it's not a print. It's an actual...
What ship did you cruise on down in the Caribbean?
Riviera.
Oh, it was the Riviera.
Yes, yes.
Oh, so it hadn't repositioned yet.
No, we had gone on the Riviera in Istanbul, and then we got the Riviera.
So you're Riviera. Me too. I like the Riviera.
And next, well, next.
What did you cruise on, Kathy?
I did Riviera twice and the Marina once.
Well, and Marina's smaller one?
It's the same as Riviera.
Oh.
It's small. It's maybe about a year older. The only main difference that I noticed was in the front spa, that the jacuzzi was smaller, but pretty much everything was the same. But it's funny, we're friends with one of the waiters in Toscana.
Yes.
Fausto.
Yes.
And he messaged my husband the other day. He was trying to call him from the ship, I guess. So we keep
in touch. That'd be expensive.
I guess if he had Wi-Fi, so my husband tried to call him back, but we never got. But
well, there is free Wi-Fi now.
Yeah.
They started that December 1st, which
I don't think for the employees, though.
No, I don't.
No, I don't think so.
I am feeling they know ways around that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we made friends, so we keep in touch with the waiter, and he's in Toscana. So.
Well, I'll say hi for you.
Yes, you're on. I'm going to give you his name.
Yeah, definitely.
I'll tell him to look for you.
Yeah, no, because the people were very friendly.
Yeah. He's from Honduras, too.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I have a friend who lives down and does radio at Rora in Honduras. Is it Roratan? Roratora?
Roratan. Roratan,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah, she does radio down there. And I've never been to Honduras. And I haven't been to those. But I did go on the Riviera down in Cancun once. It wasn't a cruise ship. But I did go in the Mayan ruins down there. And I have to say, that is something I think people should see.
Well,
some of those ruins are amazing in the Mayan Peninsula down there. You know, have you ever gone down there?
I haven't.
You know, you'd be amazed. They have observatories. They have huge pyramids. I mean, they have fields where they did their games equal to football. And I mean, it is kind of mind blowing.
But
really,
that's what we felt. We'd seen the old world, you know, the Athens, and to go and see these ruins in the new world. I mean, it's just.
And it's all connected.
Yeah.
I think so.
It's the aliens. You know.
There was well, some interesting
energy. I was going to say the sacred way. I wasn't going to go to the aliens.
I was in this hotel that was right there, stayed one night in the hotel,
That's funny.
The Mayan thing, where you literally, from the hotel room, you looked out at the observatory, and lightning came. And rain came, and you could see lightning hitting the observatory.
Oh my goodness.
It was so mystical. It was just
amazing
energy out there in the jungles. And this was before the Mayan calendar ran out and stuff. But no, there's definitely amazing energy. And I mean, there's a world of adventure out there. And you've done now three Oceania cruises.
We're going to be doing three.
Three. So you did the one in to Athens and the one to the
Istanbul,
Caribbean.
Yes.
And then you're going to be doing Caribbean again next
year. Yes, we used to cruise on another cruise line.
You can mention it.
We probably did seven additional cruises prior.
Really?
You did Princess in Alaska, too.
Yes, we did, just last year.
Inside Passage?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
That's nice.
I think
that ship is too big for us.
Oh, is
now.
It a big one? Yeah.
Yeah.
3,000.
It is, especially when you get into Skagway and some of those little towns and you see how The ships, well, I mean, it's like everyone pours out into these tiny little towns, right?
And you described it, you know, really correctly, how you're just having to wait to disembark, and where with Oceania, it's just you walk on off, and you walk back on.
And the service is nice. The people are very, very friendly. Not that they weren't on Celebrity. I have to say
the people were friendly. Yeah, we had excellent experiences on Princess. We just, for us at this time, once we tried.
You're sold on Oceania. Yeah,
I think the size.
Well,
the
and I have to say now, with this deal of being able to have air included from Hawaii, Kathy, I think that's a huge, huge deal. Now, do you get many people calling you for trips? Obviously, Steve and Doreen.
Well, yes, we
do. Wait, do you have other regulars that like to go on Oceania now?
Starting to. I have another couple. No, they are going on, I think this is their second, doing the Baltics in June. And so I think once you sail on them and you can see the difference in the value, then you'll go again. It's because people aren't familiar with them, you know, like they are with Princess and Celebrities. So
well, the Frommers were just recommending them on the show we were airing. Now, we have 2 minutes left, but I do want to remind people that if you want the Pogo Gan deal, that's an amazing deal. $21.95 with the balcony. Includes everything. It includes your tips. It includes your food. It doesn't include shore excursions, but shore excursions aren't that expensive there, and you don't even need to go on some of the shore excursions. Doesn't include air. So, but air, you have to pick the month, because sometimes air is 800 on Hawaiian, sometimes it's 15, it depends. But $13.95 if you get the, but you don't want the porthole.
No.
You want the balcony. And, I mean, but my gosh, 7 days in Tahiti, excellent food. Steve, you'd love, oh my gosh, you'd love the food.
Like I said, we've been thinking about it.
I've been trying to talk Kathy into going, and we've really discussed maybe doing a group tour together. Because
there's so many places to go.
I know there's so much time
and money.
And I do believe that Gary's doing another trip to Egypt in May, probably
of next year.
Oh, of next year.
Yeah.
Okay, and then there's going to be another trip he's doing maybe in Asia in December.
Oh yeah, he's doing. They have one in May of this year. I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
And then he's setting up one for April of next year.
I love it.
And I'm going to do one in 2018.
Okie dokie.
You've already booked it?
I'm working on it.
Wow.
I got people interested. It's a small group. You like small?
Yes.
I like small.
Sounds
food?
Wonderful.
Which one? The one in Egypt? You're going to go back?
I'm going back.
Because you need more oil?
Because like Steve said, I need to go back.
Yes, yes.
And
I'll go on that one.
Okay, so I'm working on.
I got to start saving now.
Yeah, we won't. We're gonna make it a little more affordable.
Oh, good. Because you buy stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. You do. Well,
you buy some jewelry. You get some oils. I mean, how can you not, right? And the prices are right. You know.
Yeah.
Well, hey, it's really been fun, and it's so nice. You have great clients,
we
Kathy.
We do. We have the best clients.
Why?
And they're not clients. They're friends.
Exactly.
That's true.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No,
exactly.
That's absolutely true. Yeah. It's been great. I appreciate you coming down from Kula, Steve and Doreen. Nice meeting you. You know, see you on a cruise ship, an Oceania cruise sometime. You never know. Or a Pogo Gan cruise.
Yes.
Or Egypt.
Yes, yes.
We thought about Egypt, too. I mean, there's so many places
tempting.
To go.
I know.
That's what Kathy called it.
Well, that's all the time we have. You can go to thetravelangel.com for information, and you can call Kathy at 244-1414, 244-1414, and she can help you.
This was